The Adventures of Carlo Pittori. To Burn Porter, who encouraged me to publish myself, and to my father, who taught me how. It happened one day in midlife that a baby was born. Carlo Pittori was his name, but he wasn't an ordinary baby, for he was already a grown man, dressed in a suit with full beard and a beautiful hat with a white band, and he wore eyeglasses too. Now you know that babies aren't born looking this way, but Carlo Pittori was. This is the story of how Carlo Pittori got to be. It happened in the old days when he used to wait around for the telephone to ring. Oh, how he waited for someone to call him. Meanwhile, he drank champagne and thought of shoes, beautiful shoes, little slippers, the kind that Snow White wore on her feet with rich velvet and lace. Meanwhile, waiting for the telephone to ring, he wrestled with himself. It was always a great fight. These two men, one man fighting himself. They were equally matched, locked in arm-to-arm combat. And all of this, somehow, a real and dangerous engagement, as though, besides this two, there was another one who seemed locked up in a shadowy place. And God knows it was dangerous. Do you know how moths dive right into a candle flame on summer evenings or buzz around the hot streetlights? Carlo was just like that, flying right into a burning fire. The fight, it was that dangerous. But thank God, from behind the closet, we see the strong man, the one who loves to eat, the one who loves the big green brush painting, the one who hears the call, who hears the ticking clock, the one who is stretched to his limits and hears only the bell, the call. Oh, how he did look at himself as a drop from the bottle, or the stare of a man smoking a magic pipe from a far-off land, strange and exotic. Against the current, against all the directional indications, against the schools of giant fish, this man pedaled along the surface of the sea. He examined his mind and his feelings, taking a very long walk by himself down long, narrow corridors. And at the end, finds himself in a room full of music and dancing beauties. And he asks himself, does he have the courage to take the key and open the lock of love? There is the sound of the horn, blown by Carlo Pittori, a ruffled collar around his neck, a motley outfit on his body, giving him the appearance of a clown, a lance in his hand. Ooh! Through the head of the coward thrust, and a giant paintbrush coming in to create new trust. It's a heralding, a new birth, the birth of Carlo Pittori Euforico.